Welcome to Practicing What Jesus Preached, a Lenten podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan in New Canaan, Connecticut. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner offers a month of daily reflections, questions, practices, and prayers on Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Take time to journey with Jesus this Lenten season by striving to put what Jesus preached into practice.
Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 48. You've heard that it was said, "You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. So, linked closely with the previous section of Jesus' sermon, Jesus' relational encouragement seems somehow, possibly, even more extreme. Love enemies, pray for abusers, be perfect. Be perfect as God is perfect. You know, what could be more absurd? And yet, tucked in this little passage of Scripture is a kernel of divine wisdom that shouldn't be overlooked. There's good news, I think, for each and every one of us who is not yet living as the Lord desires us to live. So, we make judgments and evaluate people every day, right? In fact, we do this every moment of our lives. We judge and evaluate the situations we find ourselves in, as well as the opportunities and challenges we encounter. We try to figure out where our time and effort is best placed, wanting to be so efficient. So we choose to invest ourselves in the good and promising employee. We focus our attention on the attractive and captivating man or woman. We even offer a bit more of ourselves to the child who's better behaved. We judge the good and we judge the bad, and we invest ourselves accordingly. However, Jesus tells us that is not the way of God. God allows the sun and rain to nourish the good and the evil, the just and the unjust, the righteous and the unrighteous. You know, sunlight and rain are ingredients for growth, and God makes sure that everybody gets their fair share, even when God is displeased with their growth trajectory. Why? Why waste resources on unproductive and undeserving people and situations? Why should good things happen to bad people? Well, because God believes that bad people, when given the right opportunity and care, can choose to be good people. And I think that is great news for all of us less than perfect individuals. So today's question, upon whom do you need to shower a little bit more of your time, attention, and care? And then in terms of practice, I want you to pick a family member, a neighbor, a colleague whom you dislike or consistently judge. I want you to take a moment today to pray for them. Now, I don't want you to pray for them to change more to be in your liking. Just pray for their well-being. Just wholeheartedly pray for their blessing and their flourishing. And then as you pray positively for them, for blessing to flow into their life, I want you to notice and pay attention to what happens within you as you pray generously for them. Let's pray. Lord God, we really don't like wasting, and it feels like wasting our time and our effort on people and situations that appear unproductive. And why should we spend time with the troublesome employee? Why should we further commit ourselves to our spouse when the relationship seems to be going nowhere? Why should we work hard for a boss who does not give us the credit or the compensation we deserve? Lord, help us to grasp the truth that you do more than hold out hope for those who fall short of your glory. You give everyone exactly what they need to grow and mature into good, faithful, and compassionate people. And for that, we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God. And in your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. Copies of Practicing What Jesus Preached are available from all local and online booksellers. God bless you this Lenten season, and have a wonderful day.